Proclamation number 5795 of 25th of October, 1953. Purpose of the pests. Motive of the destructions. Everything earthly only serves the perfection of the spiritual. The course of outward development is my plan from eternity, which shall one day bring about that only the most perfect spiritual things move close to me. That everything is deified, as my love longs for it. Innumerable transformations are necessary for this. Innumerable stages of development shall bring about this work of divinization, as my wisdom recognized as once bringing success. This plan required eternities, and it can take a being eternities until it can stay close to me as deified. Earthly life as a human being is only a tiny fraction of this time of development, yet for you humans an inconceivably long time preceded this existence as a human being, during which the soul substances first had to find each other and unite. For the creation of nature previously kept all these little particles inside and did not release them until my eternal plan of salvation allowed it. Although the spiritual was bound by my will in my creation, yet this spiritual itself determined the duration of its stay in each individual work of creation through its resistance or the relinquishment of its resistance, and accordingly I loosened its fetters. I bound it into ever more easily dissolvable forms, until finally the change of external forms followed one another ever more rapidly, which becomes explainable through the constant becoming and passing away in the animal and plant world, whose new creations again and again take up the spiritual, which is close to the lost embodiment as a human being. In these lost phases before the embodiment as a human being, the spiritual itself already pushes towards its liberation from form and also serves, even if not yet fully consciously. This degree of development can be recognized in the Lifelm nature. For everything that testifies to life is active and uses the power flowing towards it, and thus everything living, but especially the animal world, has reached this degree of development, which reveals reduced resistance, which allows the deformation as a human being to take the final test of will. 24th of the 10th, 1953. But now every living being is also given a serving task. No matter in which degree of development it stands, every spiritual being that walks through creation in the law of compulsion fulfills a serving purpose. It contributes to the preservation and existence of other works of creation and is therefore active in a constructive sense, but it can also still serve with the dedication of its form, which at the same time earns it a higher level of development. A new deformation for the purpose of faster maturing. A constant coming into being and passing away can be observed in creation, partly due to nature, partly due to natural instincts which are placed into the living beings as divine law, but which, because they correspond to my eternal plan, must not be regarded negatively, even if it appears to be cruelty and a threat to the weak creature which is unable to defend itself. As long as the spiritual being is in a state of compulsion, any destruction of the outer form means for it liberation from the bondage and progress in the course of development. However, it must be taken into account which motive underlies the destruction of a form. Every transformation of matter which contains spiritual things must be able to show the motive of expediency for the good of fellow human beings. Otherwise it is an unlawful destruction which has an unfavorable effect on the spiritual and serious consequences for the destroyer. The purpose and aim of the transformation of an external form must always testify to the human being's love for his fellow human being. Then the process of transformation will also have a beneficial effect. And likewise, outer forms of living beings can also be destroyed, entirely in accordance with my principle of love, if the purpose of this is to gain constructive substances which again secure the life of other beings. For my creations were created for each other so that one may serve the other for preservation. Every work of creation, including the living beings, has been assigned a purpose which therefore also ensures the spiritual's progress. No work of creation is only created for itself, and the first and last purpose is the spiritual's ascent development, which is why a dissolution of the respective form is an imperative necessity. Which I certainly also determined in terms of time, but my wisdom also gave these dissolutions infinitely many causes. And also determined the living beings themselves to be executors of my plan. That therefore not infrequently one ends the life of the other. 25th of the 10th, 1953. No process takes place in the whole universe without my knowledge, and all processes in natural life. In creation, which contains the spiritual that still walks in the law of compulsion, are determined by my will. Whereas in the state of free will the human being himself is now also determining and he now acts more or less in accordance with my will, yet he is also not prevented from carrying out what he wants. And now, therefore, forms can be dissolved again through human will which still envelop the bound spiritual. Be it hard matter or also plants and animals. In fact, everything that does not yet have free will itself. And now the motive of these dissolutions is decisive, whether they are approved by me, whether they correspond to my will. Every work of creation is intended to be of service, every work of creation is intended to benefit another. But how do you explain the innumerable small and smallest living creatures which literally mean a plague for people? And yet they are also my works? These living beings also have a task, to receive spiritual substances into themselves which are still and willing to serve. Which I've certainly already covered an infinitely long course of development, thus in terms of time they have reached the stage where they should be active, which still offer resistance which they now express in a certain kind of negative activity by being destructively active. By accelerating the passing away of works of creation. And indirectly contributing again to the dissolution of form. But such destructions, caused by so-called pests, appear unlawful to people and therefore they take action against them. Which is also in my will again, because they only aim for an improvement, because they want to protect themselves and their fellow human beings against unfavorable effects and at the same time they now dissolve the deformation of these substances again. The dissolution of every form in order to release the bound spiritual substance is necessary for its course of development, only the motive is to be good, it is to be connected with the serving purpose again, then it is my approval and is a blessing for humanity. for everything that is recognized as harmful, everything that causes havoc in the plant or animal kingdom, is the bearer of still evil spiritual substances which want to let off steam and are therefore repeatedly bound into new forms until they have calmed down, and which is therefore ultimately grateful for the destruction of the form through human will. It was not arbitrariness which moved me to create those harmful living beings. These, too, are active as power stations in the great process of redemption, and they also serve to repel bad impulses, whereby other creations, including the human being, can indeed be affected in a painful or unpleasant way, but they, in turn, can now also mature again as soon as they react correctly to it. Thus help when it is necessary to protect other people or animals from it or to patiently and devotedly take on the small mishaps of life. Everything happens according to the law in the universe, even if it appears to people that they themselves act differently, i.e., take unlawful precautions. Only the will of the human being is decisive as to how his thoughts and actions will one day be accounted to him. Yet the course of development of every being has been predetermined since eternity, and even the human being's works of wrong will are taken into account, and their effect is always guided by me such that it serves the best of the upwardly striving spirits. Amen.